Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to bring you my favorite songs, songs I love, and an occasional oddball thing such as a poem or a joke or something, which I call a wombat. And I don't have any wombats scheduled tonight. I might come up with one. But I do have some music. And the first thing I'm going to play for you is a song that I ended last week's show with and did not get to complete. And when I do that, I like to start the next show with it. It's called Jambalaya, and it's from the Zydeco Party. And the story behind it is that I came home one night to find my wife, Phyllis, and her granddaughter, Josie, who has just turned 7, dancing to this song. And I liked it, and I said, I've got to get that for my show. So this is a version of Jambalaya. It's Cajun music.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my oh. Me gotta go. Roll my payroll down the bayou. My one, sweetest one, we owe my money. Yeah. Well, son of a gun, we gonna have big fun out on the bayou. Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go, me on my own. Gotta go, roll my payroll down the bayou. My phone, sweetest one, me on my phone. Son of a gun, we gonna have some fun down on the bayou. Well, Jambalaya, off his spot, I'm feeling come up. Tonight I'm gonna see my shadow me, yo. Big guitar, filled fruit jars, let's pity gay, yo. Son of a gun, we gonna have big funny, funny down on the bayou. See the girl, trust in pearl, me, oh my, oh. She's gonna dance on that B-roll down the bayou. Gonna have some fun with the one, yo, my, yo. Son of a gun, we gonna have big funny party down on the bayou. Well, Jambalaya, rump is fine and feel like gumbo. Tonight I'm gonna see my son and me, yo. Big guitar, milk fruit jars, that's pretty, yo. Well, son of a gun, we gonna have some fun on the bayou. Come on, Anthony, take me down on the bayou. Let's go down now. Look at that fish. Ooh. gonna go in the swamp, y'all.
That was Jambalaya with a lot of Cajun thrills. And next up, we've got something brand new to me. Next up is a new group to me with a little bit of a story behind it. I just came back. This is the summer of 2013. And my wife and I just came back from a music camp up in Massachusetts and had a great time. And while I was there, I went in the bookstore and went through some of the CDs and picked out this CD just because I kind of like the description on the cover, which is a bad way of choosing CDs. I bought four CDs, and this is the only one I really like. One I detest, one's okay, and one is also okay. But this one I liked a lot. And the group is called Notorious. The person I think of as the key to the group is a woman named Eden McCadden Summer. And she's a fiddler and a vocalist, and just absolutely spectacular. And the other major name is Larry Unger, who I assume is Jay Unger's brother. I'll look into that. Anyway, the group's name is Notorious, and this is the song in particular that really struck me. It's called Beneath the Stone, and she went to a mining town and sort of got into the mood of the way miners are and wrote this song and recorded it. And it's a powerful thing and beautiful. So this is Notorious playing Beneath the Stone.
Don't let me die beneath the stone, where the cold rains down my bones, the color of earth. Let me live to see the light. I have two daughters and a son, who will raise them when I'm gone, and who will comfort them when I'm told I lie dead beneath the cold. Will they grow up like me, working down here in misery, break their backs every day of their lives, break their hearts as a miner's wife. Don't let me die beneath a stone, where the cold rains down to dye my bones, the color of earth and darkest night. Let me live to see the light. Only years pass by and things are fine, just a job I do each day, and to raise a family in this town is just about the only way. Oh, I wish I had one more day. I see the eyes of my sweet bride, strong and steady by my side. Feel the touch of her soft hand, warm the heart of a dying man. Don't let me die beneath the stone, where the cold rains down to dye my bones, color of earth and dark. darkest night. Let me live to see the light. Don't let me die beneath the stones, where the cold rains down to dye my bones the color of earth and darkest night. Let me live to see the
That was Beneath the Stone by Notorious. Powerful song. Next up is a classic. This is Joni Mitchell's The Circle Game, sung by Joni Mitchell. It's been sung by many other artists, and some of them very well. It's a powerful song and a wonderful group song to sing. It's kind of the story of life. It's the story of being young and growing old. And it catches it well. And it talks about how, as you get older, you wish you could slow the circle down. But it can't be done.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar, fearful. I was full of thunder and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. Dreams have lost some. the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game, and go round and round and round in the circle game.
That was Joni Mitchell singing The Circle Game, which she wrote. I looked her up recently. Joni Mitchell is one of the most versatile, brilliant musicians in our lifetime. Has played many different genres and venues and just sort of created whole fields of music on her own. Quite a powerful person. Now, next up is something new and different. New and different to me. This is a song which, in some ways, I don't like. So you got to deal with that. It's called Make It Out West, and it features Sam Bush. I looked up Sam Bush. He is probably one of the top mandolin players in the world. And as part of the bluegrass mandolin revival, sort of a bringing a sort of a rock influence into bluegrass. It's a different kind of song, and you'll hear some, I think, innovative mandolin playing. And see how you like it overall after we get through the first part.
Thank you.
was Make It Out West, featuring Sam Bush on the mandolin. Next up is a hymn I like. I'm not really into hymns much. I like some things. This is called Come Thou Fount. And the hymn was actually written in 1757 by a pastor who wrote hymns. And the tune it's put to is an American tune called Nettleton. Apparently different tunes have different names, and this is the version that's used in the U.S. a lot. I just love the tune. The words are okay for me. They don't bother me much, but I'm not really into them. But the tune is fantastic, and together it just came out as a nice song. I heard it on the radio recently and said, I like that song. So now I'm going to share it with you. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and this is some from the album Roots Run Deep by Jaden Lavick. So this is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon Mount of thy Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. 'Cause Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Like a fetter by my wandering heart to lay. Prone to wander, Lord, I fear. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courtesy. Seal it, take and seal it. Above.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. So there's a little hymn for you to give you the good warm feelings that hymns can give. Next up is a very different song. This is from the last one. This is Frankie Lane singing Cry of the Wild Goose from the 50s. You know, there are a lot of wandering songs. I probably have played five or six on my show that deal with the idea that some people are just born with a wandering heart, a wandering soul. The wayward wind is a good example. But there are lots of them. There, I know at least four or five. And here's another one. This is the cry of the wild goose. And Frankie Lane says that, you know, some poor woman's going to end up with him, and she'll expect him to be there when she wakes up in the morning. But she doesn't understand that he has to fly. And this is the cry of the wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows. I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a heart at rest? Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. Tried to sleep, but it won't no use, 'cause I'm a brother to the old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest?
Woman was kind and true to me. She thinks she loves me the more fool she. She's gotta learn that it ain't no use to love a brother of the old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest?
Cabin is warm and the snow is deep. I got a woman who lies asleep. She'll wake at tomorrow's dawn. She'll find the quill that man is gone.
Oh, you wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows. I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a heart at rest? Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Spring is coming and the ice will break. I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead. She'll find the feather beside my bed.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes.
Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a heart at rest?
Wild goose, wild goose, wild goose, wild goose.
That was Frankie Lane singing, I Must Go Where the Wild Goose Goes. Now, if you think that's strange, wait till later. I've got some other ones here. But first, let me tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there's not a conflict like a football game or something. Football season is coming up. But Monday's at 7, 7 to 8, and it's my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs. I do play quite a bit of bluegrass, old-timey, and then some 50s stuff, but also modern anything, country music. Anything I really love. This is Toby Keith singing I Should Have Been a Cowboy. And I won't go on and on now, although I have other times and probably will again. But oddly enough, in our culture, cowboys are such a big thing. We grew up, to the extent we did grow up as a people in America, with a cowboy thing. It turns out that cowboys, there weren't that many cowboys historically, and they only existed for a very brief period of time. And that period of time was maybe 50 years, something on that order. And before the railroads came in to transport the meat to market, up until then they had these cowboys. Anyway, the real cowboys was a brief thing, but somehow it became a cultural icon in the United States and has influenced us ever since. I grew up going to cowboy movies every Saturday afternoon when I was young, and that certainly shaped my way of thinking. And the whole U.S. culture, I think, is shaped a little bit around cowboys. The Lone Ranger kind of thing, and the hero, and the good guy, and the independent guy with the fast gun, so forth. Anyway, this is a story of a modern man looking back and saying, really, you know, I wish I'd grown up when I could have been a cowboy.
Said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart was a minute. He stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man. Haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
I should have been a cowboy too. I think we all should have. It's a fun song. And takes me back to my childhood. Now we're going to move on to something from my childhood. This is from 1956. It's called The Green Door. And it was a song I enjoyed a lot. I've researched it. They don't know what it was based on. The authors have never come out and said where they got the idea. There were a number of things it could have been referring to, but none has ever been defined. So it's its own little icon, The Green Door, a place behind which there are happy times. When I was stationed as an officer in Germany in the early 60s, there was a place called the Green Door up in the mountains that I tried to go to and couldn't get in. It was just like the song. So there are such places. And there are a number of clubs now called the Green Door, probably based on the song as much as anything. Here it is.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they'd let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slam, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
And I do wonder what's going on behind the green door. Well, we're not going to know today. The next up is one of my favorite country songs. It's called Fox on the Run. Many country artists have recorded this one. I like this version. I think I've heard other versions I like a lot, too. But this is by Tom T. Hall, one of the top country music singers of our age, and does a great job on it. I like the harmony in here. I haven't figured out exactly what the heck it's all about. I mean, he identifies with the fox on the run. Well, I don't get it, you know. It sounds like a woman has dumped him, and why is he on the run? So it's a little complex. Maybe you can get something out of it. However, it's a great song, at least for me.
He walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Now everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me, and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Oh, we'll drink a glass of wine, boys, to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on before. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall, and a true classic. Another classic coming up, this is Every Day by James Taylor. Again, this song has been recorded by a number of people, and several good recordings of it. I like this one. I like some of the others. James Taylor's voice is probably best showcased here from almost any song I know that he does. You really appreciate what talent can do and what a good singer can do for a song. Every Day.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours will surely come my way. Yeah, every day seems a little faster. All my friends, they say, go on up and ask her. love like yours will surely come my way. Oh, every day seems a little stronger, and every day lasts a little longer, come what may. Do you ever long for
Every Day by James Taylor. And it's not every day you get to hear that song. Next up is Games People Play by Joe South. Games People Play was a very popular book by psychiatrist Eric Byrne in the 70s, and actually 60s. And along came Joe South and made a song out of it. And it's quite an interesting song. It's beautiful. It's well done. I like it. I've always liked the song. And oddly enough, I was reading there's an electric sitar in here somewhere. I'm going to listen for that, electric sitar. But mainly, I just like the song. This is Games People Play by Joe South. Oh, there's the electric sitar.
La 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 la. Well, the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never say what they mean. While away the hours in their ivory tower, through the cupboard of the flower, back in the black limousine. Whoa. La 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 la. Talking about you and me and the games we play. Boy, make one another cry. Break a heart till we say goodbye. Cross our hearts till we hold it down. Let the other one play. Neither one will ever give them, so we gave them an age. Thinking about the things might have been, oh, dirty run shame. La 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 la. Talking about you and me and the games we play. Thank you.
look here. People walking up to you, singing glory, hallelujah. And they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, teach faith, and fall more to hell with hate. Come on, get on board. Whoa. La 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 la. About you and me, and we can't keep it playing. Now, wait a minute. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity. Just remember who I am. Whoa. Cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't do la 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 la. Talking about you and me, and you can't keep the place. La 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 la. Talking about you.
Games People Play by Joe South. Next up is another song. You know, it's kind of a cliche. I keep saying one of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites, but they are. These are songs I just truly love. This one's another one. It's the Everly Brothers singing Dreams, or All I Have to Do is Dream. I just love this song. It has quite a pedigree. It was the only song, I gather, from what I'm reading here, to ever be number one on all of Billboard's hit parades at the same time. They have all these different categories in their billboards, and in 1958, I think it was, this song was number one in all their categories. Only song ever to do that, which shows you something about its reach. However, who cares? It's just a good song. The Everly Brothers sang in parallel thirds. I just came back from music camp. We learned about singing harmony. A lot of harmony is done in fifths. Well, you know, if you count the scale, do, re, mi, fa, so, that's a five. One, two, three, four, five. One, five. That's a normal harmony. And occasionally you'll put a sixth and occasionally a third. But the Everly Brothers do pretty much the whole, everything in thirds. And the write-up explains that what this means is that both parts are really melodies. So it's kind of hard in a way to tell which one of them is singing lead and which is singing harmony, because they're both kind of singing lead, and the result is a harmony song. In any case, it's unique, distinct. You always recognize the Everly Brothers when they come on, and I love this song.
Dream, 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 dream. Charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream, 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 dream. When I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do. Dream.
was All I Have to Do is Dream by the Everly Brothers from 1958. Well, we haven't got time for another full song, but I'm going to put on a piece of one. This is from the Notorious album I mentioned earlier, and it's a traditional fiddle tune called Hangman's Reel, and this is their version of it. I'm going to start it up and play a little bit of it, then I have to stop the show, and I'll play the rest at the start of the next show. Hangman's Reel by the band Notorious. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I bring you my favorite tunes on Monday nights, and also an occasional odd thing, which I call a wombat, a reading, or a poem, or a joke. And I have a few coming up, but not tonight. Tonight, this is just having all the music we've had, and now it's my chance to say good night. So I want to wish you well and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.